The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Tuesday.
And I'm
ready.
It's
been a good day.
I have some closing remarks. You know, in light of yesterday, first of all, being MLK Day, first of all, coming off the heels of my birthday, and behind all of that, it was the inauguration of a new president. I've been watching this play out on television. I've watched the reaction on Fox. I've watched a lot of the reaction on CNN. I've watched Trump revoke nearly 80 Biden executive actions. I watched him pardon all 1,500 protesters, no matter what their crimes were, for the January 6th insurrection. I watched him pardon the head of the Proud Boys, the chief of the Proud Boys, who had been sentenced to 22 years. He pardoned him. I'm saying all this to say this. You all, this is who the American public voted for. I'm only hoping that some good comes out of this for the common man's sake. I already know it's going to work out just fine for the rich. I already know that. But I am deeply concerned about how it's going to pan out for the common man. So here's my suggestion to you. Stop moaning about the fact that he's president, because that is not going to change. He is the president of the United States. You can stop making the negative remarks. You can talking about he ain't this. He told you who he was and what he was going to do. And so far, he's doing just that. So the surprise of it all, you got to remove that. Here's my suggestion to you. If you have any faith at all, connect yourself with your faith. In other words, if you know God, get in close contact with him. If you don't know God, introduce yourself. He knows exactly who you are. He made you, and he's been waiting patiently for your attention. See, God is never far from you. We are usually far from him. The other day, I was feeling a little bit distant. You know, I was thinking to myself, I said, wow, man, I got to get a little bit more connected. And I realized, I just had to analyze it. Steve, it's just you're not being as prayerful as you need to be. You're not talking to God as much as you should. God is available for all of us 24/7. He is never busy. God is always there. So whenever I feel distance, it's me. Y'all, listen to me. If you feel distant from God, it's you. God ain't going nowhere. God is ever present if he's invited in, but God is a gentleman too now. God doesn't push his way into your life. He wants to be invited into your life because God has everything to offer you. You offer nothing to God. God don't need you. God don't need you to accomplish nothing he's doing, because guess what? He'll get somebody else. Somebody is willing to do God's will. And he uses, guess what, y'all? Imperfect people. He uses people just like me. He uses people just like you. God ain't looking for perfect people. He's looking for people who are willing to do his will. And you're not going to be perfect. You can stop listening to these preachers on these airways talking to you about perfection. I'll be online, man. I'll be running to a lot of preachers, right? This is evangelical guy who's preaching that if you have facial hair, you can't go to heaven. What? Since the beginning of time, beards, hair, all they ain't going to heaven because they got facial hair. It's people doing some mixed up stuff. It's people talking about if you celebrate Christmas, you going to hell. For Christmas? Really, it's so many people that have got this thing mixed up their way. Listen to me, y'all. Get in touch with God. Really, really get in touch with God. Now, if you can find you a good faith-based church, then that's a good thing. But get yourself a relationship with God and understand who and how God really is, man. God loves you no matter what you've done. I don't care how many mistakes you've made, God is in the forgiving business. This is what's going to get you the next four, get through your next 4 years and get you through the rest of these years. You got to have God. Because if you're waiting on the Calvary to come over the hill, I'm 68 years old. The Calvary is yet to arrive. You know, I actually used to look for it. I used to actually wait on the Calvary to come over the hill. Nobody's ever come to save me except God. He has used certain people, but it has been God. Because most people that helped me didn't even really know what they were doing on my behalf. It's just God just touched them and they put some. I remember a dude named Charlie Williams in Augusta, Georgia, who owned a company, a glass replacement company, Charlie Williams Auto Glass. I was homeless and he didn't know it. And I had a cooler in the back of my car. And he saw it and he filled it up with food one day. He said, man, I saw you had a cooler back there. I saw you was low on some stuff. I put some stuff in there for you. I don't know if he knew I was homeless, but that helped me, man, make it another 2 weeks. God sends people and puts people in your path. God has every single thing you need. Everything. I strongly suggest you get in touch with God because you need God.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.